This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, welcome to the program this afternoon. Hope you are staying high and dry and avoiding any mudslide activity. We'll get to the second half of the show when we welcome in Lee Pluger, who's the CEO of Building North Central Washington. Their 25th annual home tour and remodeling expo is coming up this weekend, and it looks like they're going to have great weather for that. So, in fact, the weather will be better by tomorrow. We've still got some rain shower and thunderstorm activity the rest of today. We'll have that, again, a flash flood watch up until about 8 p.m. this evening. But in our first half hour, we welcome Jacob Heiler. He is the engineering services manager for the city of Wenatchee. And, Jacob, thanks for joining us on the program today. We sure appreciate it, and thanks for coming in today. Get you on the right microphone. There we go. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good to have you in, and we wanted to talk about some projects for the city of Wenatchee. We heard that the city fared better than the heavy rainstorm we had back in June. A little bit of flooding.
A little bit of flooding, but yeah, it wasn't as severe as we had back in June. Manhole covers. We still lost a few of them today, but certainly not to the extent we had during the last storm.
It was a gully washer this morning. We were marveling at how heavy the rain was coming down. When you try to plan or design an engineer a stormwater system, what do you design for once every 100 years, or is there a standard that you try to plan for? How do you do that?
Well, in terms of, you're right, there are different frequencies of storm that we anticipate, whether it's a 100-year storm, a 50-year storm, a 25-year storm. And it depends on, the type of project we're doing. There's areas of the city where if you're not connected to a storm system and you're putting in a new development, you're going to be expected to retain a high storm event on site. Whereas, as you get down closer to the river, you've got a lot more area contributing to those systems, so they're going to be a lot larger in size. So.
Well, Jacob Heiler is here. Wanted to get a little update on some projects. In fact, speaking of storm and some sewer systems upcoming for the city, you're about to get to work on another storm control project up near Holly Street. Maybe that's a good enough place to start. To tell us about what the city has planned there.
Yeah, that's correct. So in the PUD's Holly Street yard, just north of Holly Street, to the east of the BNSF railroad tracks, we've got one of our stormwater outfalls that, unfortunately, the pipe has collapsed over the last couple of years. And so we are working on a project that'll start here at the end of the month. It'll last about 6 weeks to put in a new 66-inch diameter pipe. And then rebuild that outfall so that it's capable of operating for a long time in the future.
So what is that going to have any impact to folks traveling on Holly Street? There'll be any impacts to the public out there?
We're trying to limit the impacts as much as possible. Fortunately, we're not working on the road or in the loop trail. We'll ask people to take caution when they're going through that area, but in terms of closures, nothing's anticipated at this point.
Okay. Also, a small sewer project out near Poplar and the Springwater. It's only a pretty small project, I guess, as those go. But what's planned out there?
Yeah, so kind of as we were talking about prior to coming on the air, the city's got a lot of areas that are currently on septic systems that, incrementally we're trying to get sewer service available to those areas. Poplar Avenue between Westwood and Springwater, so one block, is one of those areas. And so we'll be putting in new sewer pipe in that area to continue to build out our system so that folks in the city of Wenatchee have sewer available to them.
We're talking with Jacob Heiler, who's the engineering services manager for the city of Wenatchee. Probably the thing that people have been the most aware of here over the last few weeks. First, the big black pile on Wenatchee Avenue has been slowly getting smaller as that material was put out in what was called, I guess, kind of a cold patch system where And it actually would marvel. I would drive by and see some of those crews out there working in one area, and then an amazing distance had be covered in a short distance of time. I guess that's one of the advantages of that cold patch system. They'd cover a lot of distance with putting down that new surface of material. And hopefully with that, it doesn't seem to, it seems to go down pretty quick. What's the advantage of that cold patch system? You're the engineer. Give us a little bit of the science on why it goes down so quick and they could cover so much distance so quickly.
Well, I'm going to correct you a little bit. It's actually called a hot chip that we put down.
Oh, it's called
a
hot chip.
Yep.
I thought it was the cold system.
Nope. There's a traditional chip seal, which is sometimes called a cold applied, but this one's a hot chip.
Okay. Well, I was wrong.
And so the hot chip's been used by agencies such as WSDOT. It's been successful in areas of Central Oregon, so Bend, Redmond, Oregon.
Well, they get climates, a lot of snow there. Yeah.
Right, climates that are very similar to ours. And so we were looking for an opportunity to put down a chip seal that is a little bit more urban-friendly than what a traditional chip seal looks like. And so what that entails is, less dust when you put it down, fewer loose rocks, and, as you mentioned, a lot quicker application. So with a traditional chip seal, you'll often see chips will go down similar to how they did with our hot chip, but you have to come back a couple days later and put down a second course, roll it again, sweep it again. And so the major benefit we saw from a public impact perspective for the hot chip was that it goes down once, you sweep it, and then you move on. So
yeah, I didn't notice driving after they'd done a stretch the ting 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 on the bottom of my vehicle. So I like that. Hopefully, no debris on our vehicles as we drive over the newly surfaced areas. Is that a plus?
It is a plus. Certainly you'll get some loose rock. As with any chip seal, it's bound to happen. But a lot less than what you'd see with a typical one.
Any more streets yet to be applied yet for the material?
No, sir. We are done putting down chip seal for this year. Our pavement markings are getting put back down currently. That'll last for roughly another week and a half, and then we should be wrapped up.
How many miles of roadway surface did they have to do? It was a significant amount, I know.
A total of 15 miles got chip sealed. In terms of lane miles, so area that's traveled, it was 47 lane miles.
So will more roads be done next year with this same material, or are we moving on to a different application on different streets in a different manner next year?
Next year we're moving on to something different. So this year our big push was chip sealing most of our collectors and arterials. And so what we were trying to accomplish with that was roads that are in relatively good condition now. By putting down a chip seal, we preserve that condition for the next 7 to 10 years on average. Next year, what we'll be looking to do is put down more traditional paving, so an overlay similar to what WSDOT had on Mission and Wenatchee Avenue last year. And that'll be in areas where the pavement's in a lot worse shape than the roads we chip sealed this year. Next year's project will be primarily in residential areas, but it'll be scattered throughout town. So we're excited for that project.
Now, what is the overlay involved? Do you have to take out any of the road surface, grind anything down? Tell us how that process works.
Yeah, so it's going to vary depending on what street we're looking at. We've got a team on board right now that's going to be taking some pavement course, so basically drilling into pavement that we're planning on getting into next year. If we find that it's really thin, we can't go out and grind it off at that point. Otherwise, we're compromising the structure that's there. So in that case, we would opt to overlay just on top of the existing asphalt. If those cores indicate that there is a substantial amount of depth to the pavement, at that point we'd probably opt to grind off the top couple inches of it and then pave it back.
Now, of course, there will be a long line of us that would like to see our street on that list and at the top of the list. How do you prioritize?
Well, we've got a pavement management program where we had a consultant come in a couple of years ago and rate all of the pavements in segments and across the city. And so what we're looking to do at this point is that program prioritizes streets based on their condition, the cost that we have the cost to accomplish it in the budget that we have. And so we've got a preliminary list of streets right now. Like I said, our team is going through and analyzing some of those areas that we're considering. And then later this fall, we'll come in with a final list of streets that that we propose to take care of next year.
Well, my street is so bumpy that a neighbor has joked, actually, it may be a good thing. It sort of serves as speed bumps for we live near Washington Elementary, and maybe in one sense it is good. It kind of keeps people with the speed reduced. So a little later on this fall, we'll find out where some of those streets will be a priority. I have to admit, the other day I was coming up Mission and had come across the Cellar Bridge, moved over into the left lane, and was kind of looking in my left-hand mirror in my truck, was moving over into that left lane, and forgot about the new pedestrian safety node, I guess would be the best way to describe it, that has been designed with safety in mind. But you have to remember that's there because that left lane is interrupted. So there's going to be some new safety features added to that. So I'll let you explain. But I forgot that that was there. But there'll be a solution for that soon.
There will be. And so in the interim period, we've had our large variable message board out where the Orscheland comes back into Mission to try to remind folks that third lane on the left that you've been accustomed to is now a turn lane. But coming this Thursday, we're expected to have the rapid flash beacons get installed at that location. So that'll allow pedestrians to push the button and the flashing lights come on, similar to what you've seen around some of our schools down by the Cellar Bridge. And so that's a big safety improvement. We'll also have the signs will act as a reminder to folks that lane is a left turn lane. So.
Yeah, that lane ends, and the safety nodes were there to kind of cut down that distance for people to have to walk across three lanes. It's mm-hmm. now just two, and it gives them a little spot there to cut down that safety distance. I think it's a great idea. I don't normally walk there, but I could sure see that makes it a little bit safer for folks trying to make their way across there. But until then, when you're going in that left lane, it suddenly ends, and you've got to make a turn. So when will those lights go up?
They're supposed to be Thursday.
Okay, so sometime this week. So chip sealing, overlays next year on a number of residential streets, and a little later on this year we'll find out kind of the list of streets that will be designed for that. Well, you didn't mention any new roundabouts. Are there any new roundabouts in our future for Wenatchee? It's the latest thing. It's the wave of the future, and I know the city's always looking at that for a variety of reasons. Anything you can tell us about on that front?
In terms of roundabouts, we are looking at putting in a new roundabout at the intersection of Crawford and Methow in the year of 2021. The city received a Safe Routes to School grant from the WSDOT program earlier this year, in fact, and so we'll be working through a design process the latter half of this year and then through next year, again, for a 2021 construction.
Okay, so Crawford and Methow, you heard it here first with Jacob Heiler. City studies that as a location for another roundabout. Is there? Can you tell us? Are they cheaper than signals? We know about the obvious safety reasons. Are they cheaper than putting in a signal?
It really depends. A full size roundabout is large enough that it requires typically some right of way acquisition, and so if you start getting into having to purchase land, the cost probably it's probably not a benefit to a roundabout. The thing that a roundabout offers is any signal that you put in has to meet certain warrants put out by the federal government through the manual or on uniform traffic control devices. And so a roundabout allows us to increase safety at intersections. Obviously, it slows cars down, and it's proven to be pretty successful for us so far.
Well, we're still adjusting to learn how to drive through roundabouts, I think it's fair to say. Well, Jacob, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate that. Usually about this second Tuesday of the month, we like to have someone in from the city of Wenatchee and get an update on projects. Appreciate your visit today.
Yep, thank you.
All righty. Jacob Heiler, the engineering services manager for the city of Wenatchee. Well, guess what? It's almost time for the 25th, it's hard to believe, 25th annual Home Tour and Remodeling Expo for Building North Central Washington. Sangster Motors, of course, always the big sponsor on that. Lee Pluger, CEO of BNCW, joins us next on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, happy anniversary to the Building North Central Washington and Sangster Motors annual tour of homes and remodeling expo. Happy 25th anniversary. We welcome Lee Flugers, the CEO of BNCW. How about that, Lee? 25 years. My goodness.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's
been a great event for a long time for us.
Yeah. Well, we were just kind of talking off air about how this event has grown over the years. And just an amazing event. You've got just a real array of homes from folks maybe looking at their first home all the way to the luxury market. So how many homes on the tour this year?
We've got 10 homes altogether. Eight of them are located right here in Wenatchee, East Wenatchee. Two of them are up Valley Plain and up above Cole's Corner. We've got a great variety of homes this year. We've got a number of high-end homes, about five of those that'll be really cool to see. And we've also got three kind of entry-level homes that people can take a look at and see what's available, and then a few homes in between there. So
the fun thing about this is, again, if you've ever gone on one of these, you kind of get like a little passport would be one way to describe it, that if you'll go around to each of the homes, you have an opportunity to get a little stamp, and what does that afford you?
Well, everybody that turns in their tickets at the end of the tour, that has gotten stamped at each of the houses on the tour gets entered for a drawing for $500 cash.
That beats a sharp stick poked in the eye. That's for sure, as they say.
Yeah. And as well, as part of the ticket, you also get to vote for your favorite home. And at the end of the weekend, we tally up, and the builder with the most votes gets People's Choice Award for the year.
Well, this is a great idea, a great way to get ideas. When I've gone on it before, I notice a lot of people taking along their cameras and getting ideas of finding a builder maybe for whether it's remodeling or maybe to build their dream home, or looking at a builder who might build their next home or a vacation home, a second home, that sort of thing. But the tour starts Friday, except if you want to go on that that chef's tour, this actually starts Thursday night, right?
Thursday night, yep. We have four homes and the chefs on tour this year. We have four chefs that are participating this year. We have the Windmill. Is doing one of the homes, Eniat Pub and Grill, Son of a Brisket Catering, and Badger Mountain Brewing will be providing the food at those four homes. And we also have beverages. We have Milbrandt Vineyards, Bad Granny Cider, and beers from Iron Horse Brewing and Badger Mountain Brewing.
Tickets, that's sponsored by ED Construction. Are tickets still, you still have any tickets left for that special VIP event?
We have a few, yes, and they can go to our website and go to our home tour page and the Chefs on Tour, and there is a link there to get those tickets online. And there are still a few available, but they are limited.
Now, I know that always sells out, so don't waste any time on getting those. The tour is partnered with the Women's Service League of North Central Washington on their annual diaper drive. Tell us about that connection as well.
We've partnered with the Women's Service League for a few years now, and to help collect diapers, wipes, formula, and cash at each of the homes. And when you make a donation at one of the homes, you'll also be eligible to enter and win another $500 cash drawing.
Well, good for you guys. You guys think of the community when you do this. When you want to take the tour, you don't have to go see all 10 homes all at once. You can kind of space it out. So when can you tour the homes, and when does it all start? What are the hours this weekend?
The homes actually open up Friday, September 13th from noon to 7. Then we're open Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 4.
What's the easiest way to kind of find your way around all these homes? I know that there, when you're out on the tour, as you get close to each home, there is great signage. I know about that, but is there a way to kind of follow some GPS and get there? Or what's the best way to do this?
Yeah, we have great signage. We have an app that is available, again, on our website that will give you directions to all the homes. It'll also give you information on all the builders in the tour, as well as our sponsors. And if you pick up one of our guides, our tour guides, which are available all over or at the first home you get to, there's a map in there as well. That shows where all the homes are and directions to them as well.
Well, we're going to recap all of the specifics and get you out of the tour here. But let's talk a little bit about Building North Central Washington. Lee Pfluger is the CEO. It's a great organization. Tell us some of the benefits. If you're involved in the building trades or involved somehow in the building industry of North Central Washington here, what are some of the advantages of joining if you're not already a member?
Well, we do a lot of things. First and foremost, we promote and protect small business, and we do a lot of advocacy work. We work with the local municipalities and counties and try and help out our member businesses and their interests. And then as well, on the other side of it, we have the home tour to showcase our builders. We have a home show in February. We have a lot of networking events to try and connect small businesses and builders and subcontractors and vendors and all of those things. So we cover a lot of ground.
So these days of being a small business and trying to put up with all the red tape and everything that Olympia tries to throw at a small business, it's tough. You need an organization that's looking out for you, and that's what the BNCW is there to do, to try and cut through the red tape. Sometimes some of that bureaucracy can come a little bit closer to home at the county level. So you guys are there to try and defend the small business person, the contractor, you name it.
Yeah, it really is. And that's our main focus, is at the local level, at the county and city level in this area. And, we try to do our best to work proactively with those governing bodies.
And then on the other side of it, if you're looking to build a home or find a contractor, an architect, a design service, pretty much anything from the ground up to the top of the roof, you guys have a full slate of members, and you can just go to the website bncw.org and probably find many, many choices there.
Yeah. Our member directory is online and available there on our website. You can call our office for referrals, and all of our member businesses have been vetted to make sure they're properly licensed and insured and bonded, and they sign a code of ethics that we try and keep people accountable and try and provide a service to the community that way, as far as knowing that if they hire one of our member businesses, that they're dealing with a reputable business.
Well, everywhere I turn, I see a lot of new houses going up. And, of course, right now, a lot of business going on over in East Wenatchee. How's the building trade right now here in the Wenatchee Valley?
It's been incredibly busy for the last couple of years, I think we're starting to see a little bit of softening, but at this point, it's just giving people a little bit of a chance to catch their breath and kind of be at a more stable pace. So for right now, a lot of our builders and people we talk to are booked out still for another year. It's been a great run here the last couple of years.
Now, Lee Pfluger is the CEO of Building North Central Washington. You've been over here about a decade or so. How long have you been the CEO for the organization?
I actually just took over as CEO in May. Prior to that, I'd been on the board of directors and was chairman of the board in 2018. So I've been involved with the organization for about 10 years.
So you've already been with the group a long time. You're going to be busy this weekend running around to all the homes and supporting all the volunteers and members who are going to be staffing each of these homes. So here's the deal. Wear comfortable footwear when you come out and tour the homes, but respect all the rules. Put on the booties when you tour those homes, because we want to keep these homes. Some of these homes somebody already lives in. Some of them are any of them still for sale?
There are a couple on the tour that are still for sale right now. So, if you're looking, it's a great opportunity to get out there and see what's available and compare.
Or just get some ideas at this point. Even if you're not in the market just yet, you may be sooner. You never know when you're going to be in the market, and that's always the fun of going on the Building North Central Washington and Sangster Motors 25th Annual Home Tour and Remodeling Expo. I can't let you get out of here without thanking some of your sponsors. You've got presenting sponsors, associate sponsors, and, of course, Sangster Motors has been with this event, probably since the beginning.
Yeah,
so
yep.
I don't want to get you in trouble. So, Lee, let's go ahead and have you thank your sponsors.
Well, of course, Sangster Motors has been with us forever on this. They've been a great partner. Our presenting sponsors this year are Banner Bank and Complete Design. Our associate sponsors this year are Builders First Choice, Artisan Flooring, Clean Air Connection, Wenatchee Valley Glass, August Edge Real Estate, and Save Mart. I also wanted to point out the student athletes from Wenatchee Valley College are helping us out this year again to staff the homes and sell tickets and stamp your tickets and stuff like that. So they're out there trying to get their programs and stuff out in front of everybody. And we really appreciate the help that they've given us for several years now. It's been a great partnership.
So we'll give you website information, how to navigate to get around all the homes, and all of that update here real quick when we come back on the agenda. And don't forget to get those tickets for Thursday night's Chefs on Tour, brought to you by ED Construction. Just a few remaining. We'll be back with Lee Pfluger, the CEO of Building North Central Washington and Sangster Motors' 25th Annual Home Tour and Remodeling Expo this weekend.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Come back in our final moments with Lee Pfluger, CEO of Building North Central Washington, the BNCW, and Sangster Motors' 25th Annual Home Tour and Remodeling Expo is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But don't forget the Thursday night Chefs on Tour. It's brought to you by EDY Construction, and I kept saying ED Construction, but EDY Construction, and there's a reason why it's EDY Construction. Lee, what's the story behind that?
As Ed told me, it is every decision is yours, is what he came up with.
And when you're building a home, there are a lot of decisions to make, so I understand why they call it. You want to get your tickets on that real quick? What's the easiest way to get tickets remaining while they last for the Chefs on Tour?
The easiest way is to go to our website, bncw.org, and go over to the, I believe they're right on the front page now. There's a link, and it'll direct you to Eventbrite. You can purchase your tickets right there.
I think maybe if you don't have time, just head to the first home on the tour. If you go to the website, you can find, there's a map. You can find, hey, here's a house that's nearby me. Maybe start there. You can just purchase your tickets to get going on the tour. That's maybe just the easiest way to probably do it. If you wanted to get tickets in advance, what's the easiest way to do it?
Easiest way in advance is tickets are available online or at bncw.org. You can stop into the office and pick them up there.
Okay. Your tour hours starting Friday. When do you start up?
Friday we start at noon. And we go to 7 p.m. Saturday we start at 10 a.m. and go to 7 p.m. And Sunday we go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. And, again, congratulations. 25 years. That's, I think you've got a winner. You've made it this far.
Yep. It's been great. And, you know, every year we come up with, there's something new every year, able to keep it fresh and keep people coming back. And, you know, the community really seems to enjoy it, and I know our builders do as well.
Yeah. 10 homes this year, lots to see. You'll get some great ideas and maybe find the builder of your dream home. If you're looking to maybe get your first home, I think you mentioned you had like three that are probably could kind of maybe qualify as maybe a first-time home purchase, but mm-hmm. there are homes available for sale, and there are others that are examples of something that might definitely qualify as a dream in the luxury high-end market as well. So you got something for everyone's tastes.
Exactly.
Alrighty. Well, Lee, good to have you here today for the for the agenda. We appreciate your visit and have a great show.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a bunch.
Bye.
Lee Pfluger, CEO of Building North Central Washington and Sangster Motors' 25th Annual Home Tour and Remodeling Expo.